We hope you rested up and that you had a great weekend. It was an hour longer at least. I'm Carl Azus, welcoming you to this November 8th edition of CNN Student News. President Obama's on the road. He's taking a 10-day trip throughout Asia. He's visiting India, Indonesia, South Korea, and Japan. He arrived in the Indian capital on Sunday. You see him here with the First Lady. And one of the first things he pushed for was increased trade between India and the United States.
I'm here because the partnership between India and the United States, I believe, has limitless potential to improve the lives of both Americans and Indians, just as it has the potential to be an anchor of security and prosperity and progress for Asia and for the world.
But American critics are concerned about American jobs when it comes to India. The president says that a healthy relationship between the two countries will create American jobs, but critics say it's actually the opposite when U.S. businesses outsource jobs to the Southeast Asian country. Hopelessness. That's the word that pretty much describes the feeling in many parts of Haiti. This is a small and very poor Caribbean nation, and it has endured a catastrophic earthquake, spreading disease, and most recently this year, a glancing shot from Hurricane Tomas. So it may not come as a surprise why many of the people in this report by Paula Newton seem to have just given up.
And then came Hurricane Tomas. Misery now overwhelms Haitians just as easily as the floodwaters did. This water now came by and washed away anything we had left, he says. Young Charlie Simolien wades through filthy water only to return to his earthquake-ravaged home. This is Laogan, the very epicenter of January's epic quake, and now it has seen some of the worst flooding. And yet for this, there is gratitude. Tomas spared them the worst.
This is what the Estén family has been left with. There is water all over their home and this muddy soot. I mean, they're thankful that the water has started to recede, but now they're left with this muddy soot.
And so they try to clean up and recover once more. Many tell us they've had it, their spirit broken. The quake, the continuing threat of cholera, the indignity of scavenging to survive, and now more water. Jessner tells us he lost his leg to the earthquake. Now Tomas has taken everything else.